I think they like you, Steve.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Have no place to go, darling. Well, and I'd like to tell you it's not as bad as we thought. Turns out it's as bad as we thought. Andre, are you okay?
Oh, I am fine. Yes. We are here. We are ready to go. It's bad driving, though. And I almost wiped out on the sidewalk in front.
Andre almost fell on her fanny. Yeah. Yes. We'll have further reports on that in a moment.
It's slippery out.
Yeah, they didn't salt that little ramp from the parking lot. I'm like, put some salt here, because I almost wiped out, too.
Yeah, we have a ramp that goes down to the parking lot. We'll soon be losing that the concrete is worn down, and it's been there since prehistoric times.
Right.
And it's a death trap. All right, well, is Tim McGill standing by?
He is. Tim
McGill
is with
us. Let's go to Tim right away. Let's do that first, and then we'll do the adventure.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks.
Get your kicks.
With the top six at six, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men.
Our top six is really a top two. Item number one, the government closed, the government reopened. We had our second government shutdown at midnight. The government reopened at 4:30 our time. President still has to sign the bill, but we'll explain that as much as possible a little bit later on. But now at 6:12, our friend Tim McGill, who's had a very busy morning. Tim, it's pretty much, you nailed it. It's pretty much exactly what you said it would be.
Well, thank you for that. But I think the high end, we may have been a little bit off. We were talking about yesterday, late in the day, maybe up to 14 inches. Probably most likely the highest end of this is going to be maybe 10 inches or a little bit more. But still, it's a mess out there. We've got visibilities down to about a half a mile, many locations, all the way from Highland Park down to Chicago Heights. Still snow coming down a pretty good clip. Morris area, even well southwest of the city, you're getting some moderate to heavy snow, too. We could be looking at another maybe 1 to 4 inches. We've got another, say, 3 hours of accumulating snow in the city at least, and it'll start to taper off towards midday. So I think the grand total, Steve, will be about 6 to 10 for most areas, especially north of I-80.
That would be plenty. The interesting thing I think people are saying again and again is there's an ice component to this snow. What is that about? Because this sounds like an idiotic statement, but I think people know what I'm talking about. It's slipperier snow than normal.
A little icy. Well, we've been kind of colder than average, and that's one thing we've forgotten. We've been focused on snow so much. This is a seventh straight day with accumulating snow. We've had more snow this February than the past two Februaries combined, so we've been focused on that, but it has been cold, and it's been below freezing overnight and early this morning, and this is kind of that fine snow. It's not a real heavy, wet snow. It's not the fluffiest snow. It's kind of in between. So, yeah, you have to really treat the roads right to handle this. It is starting to compact and get a little bit icy out there this morning.
I've actually hired someone to ride on top of my car and constantly pour windshield de-icer onto the windshield.
One way to go with it, yeah.
If you don't have windshield de-icer this morning, forget about it.
Yeah, you're in big trouble.
All right, so what do we expect between now and the end of the commute?
Okay, so it looks like between now and, say, next 3 hours or so, say till about 9 o'clock this morning, still light to moderate snow, especially in the city. The heaviest snow has shifted south and east out of the northern suburbs, so up near Rockford, McHenry, Crystal Lake area, Woodstock. You're seeing your snow taper off. Most of the accumulating snow out of here by about probably midday. That's good news. And then I don't want to get into the weekend, but we've got two more systems over the weekend that could lay down another 1 to 3 inches apiece. So we got more to worry about. But the worst of this is going to be over with, I think, late morning and midday.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the help. And, of course, we'll check back with you when you have time.
You got it.
That's Tim McGill at Channel 9. All right, let's go around the horn here. Adventures in commuting. Andrea almost fell on her fanny. Andy Mazur's in for Dave Ennett. Dave Ennett's trying to fly to Maryland this morning for...
We wish him the best.
A Northwestern game. Yeah, he's got no shot.
Uh-huh.
No, he will get there. He will get there because, you know the old saying, neither rain nor sleet nor freezing snow will stop a Northwestern game from being called by Dave Ennett.
You're right.
How was your commute, Mr. Major?
Yeah, just a little slower than normal.
You know what, Steve, though? You should reprimand Andy. Because reprimand him because he was taking video while he was driving.
What?
Well, but he had one hand on the wheel.
I had it in my holder. It was in the. It was on the. I started.
That sounded like something from Nick's show.
I started. Yeah, I started it at a stoplight, and ended it when I pulled into the parking lot.
There you go.
I think what Andy was doing was a public service.
It was a public service. And it took me 23 seconds to get here.
And as a professional photographer, I thought he did a fine job. So, Andy, I salute you.
Thank you very much,
Ridiculously
Steve.
Careless behavior.
I think the advice of the morning, though, has to come from Mary Sandberg, who said, park in an enclosed lot, which I did, followed you into.
Yep, Andrea and I are both there.
Stop sucking up.
Hey,
she's not going to hurt you.
It's
I'm
the best idea.
You.
We aren't going to have to clear off our car with
the
6 inches.
We have shovels.
We're not going to be plowed in.
No.
Excuse me, who had the best idea? I'm doing this show from my house.
Okay. Sorry, Steve. Mary, you're second now.
Yeah, okay. I am live in my office.
And Steve Grzanich got here for the opening bell, so.
Yes, he did. He got here for the opening bell.
He was here before I got here. Wow.
Grzanich, by the way, the even money was you had no chance of getting here, so we lost some money on that.
Yeah, it would say, you know, in my drive-in, I came down Lakeshore Drive, and it was a little messy coming in. I have to tell you, and this is, I think, holds true for the expressways this morning, it's the exit ramps and the on-ramps.
Ohio was really bad.
Are covered, and they haven't been plowed at all, so if you've picked up any speed on the expressway or Lakeshore Drive, wherever, and you hit one of these off-ramps or on-ramps, you're in for a lot of trouble, so just be aware of that.
I love when the mayor does those press conferences in front of the salt pile.
Oh,
he gets me all pumped up, like, hey, we got this. Our team is ready. Full force is out. Like, we're such a badass city that we can handle snow.
One of the Mellandic news conferences.
Right.
That's what
and then everybody from the city speaks. The police chief, the fire commissioner, everybody.
I feel so
taken
care
of. Well, the bottom line is, Joe got here earlier than the rest of us. Joe, what time did you arrive?
I never left, Steve.
Did you sleep in the closet? Really?
This is 24. That's awesome. This is 24/7, Joe. Man, the kid never works hard, or never doesn't work hard. All right, so Mary Vandeveld, your job is to keep us all alive and to inform us when we're about to risk our lives. So before you get to the traffic, how was yours?
Actually, I left. I gave myself 20 extra minutes, and it was good. I got here 4:15. It was just you can't see the lanes. That is the major problem today.
You can go 40 miles an hour. I would suggest you don't.
No, I went 30. I went like 33 the whole way, and I had a line following me. I'm like, why are you all following me?
I was going to say, if I could just give some advice to people in my little commute here today.
Stay home?
Yeah, and honest to God, Steve, if you're uncomfortable driving in this, stay home because you are going to be, and not that Mary, what you were doing is anything wrong, but there's one person going so slow, you need to hit the accelerator to move the car. So if you're going so slow, you run the risk of
you can't go any faster than 30.
I know,
at this
point.
But it is dangerous. The slow drivers, slow drivers in the left lane create bigger problems.
Absolutely.
I don't know what lane I was in.
If you're scared and you're going to white knuckle it, please stay home for your safety and for the safety of everybody around you.
Oh yeah, but everybody forgets there are people that do have to work. I mean, there are people in the healthcare industry that have to get to work today. Nurses, doctors.
Hey,
don't drive
suck
slow.
It up.
Yeah, sick.
Right.
They have to take care of people, so people do have to work. Not everybody's a teacher.
Why do all the nurses and doctors have to show up every day? Come on.
Yeah,
I tell you.
If you're scared, don't go.
All right, Lou's first call. We're going to get to Lou's first call. Talk about some snow stuff too, and we're going to beat this into the ground for the next 4 hours. So enjoy it. But we should. For hundreds and hundreds of years, people have turned to WGN.
That's right.
Going back to the Middle Ages for information on bad days like this. And we thank you for listening. Chicago public schools are closed. Your public school is probably closed as well. Snow day!
That's right.
Those are the best. But let's get a Lou call in at
312-981-7200.
There you go. 312-981-7200.
It's Lou's first call with Lou Manfredini and Steve Cochran. Brought to you by American Weathermakers.
American Weathermakers. We won't be comfortable until you are.
It's the time of the show for Lou's first call.
It's our friend Lou Manfredini live at Channel 9. Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, almost to Channel 9, I guess, huh?
Well, I just pulled up. I'm in the front, but I'm surprisingly doing a segment on you removing the snow.
Will you be in the parking lot?
I'm in the parking lot.
Is that where the segment will happen?
It's going to happen. Here's my suggestion for all you people that are wanting to remove the snow. There's these guys running around here with these bobcats. That's all you need. You just need a couple of these guys with the bobcats. They'll get rid of the snow in 2 seconds. They're amazing.
These guys, you know, these neighborhood guys that get up in the middle of the night and do driveways and sidewalks. Remember when kids used to do that, when strong-back teenagers used to do that? Well, not anymore. Now it's grown men in services. I tell you, man, they're amazing. They're amazing. This is difficult work. Yeah. And good for you guys that are out there.
Hey, Steve, just so you know, John DeCoss has a big snowblower that he bought last year, and it's really loud. So he gets up and does snow removal at like 2:30 in the morning, but he does his neighbors, so they can't complain about the noise.
Wow, right.
So exactly. That's what he's
doing. That's good.
I told him that he's a little bit too old to be doing that by himself, and he should just hire somebody. But
well, when he drops in his driveway, we'll remember him fondly.
Yeah.
All right, Lou, so what do we need to know?
About the snow
removal, if we don't, for those of us that don't have the bobcats.
Well, here's the thing, because it's happening to me right now. I brought a snowblower to show that for most of us, we haven't used our snowblowers in a couple of years because the weather has been so mild. So the thing is that you may have a problem getting that thing started. If you didn't treat the fuel the right way, it can gum up. There's a couple of products you can get at the hardware store. One's called Seafoam. And one is called Start Your Engines, and you put that into the the gas tank and let it sit there for about 5 minutes or so. It's almost like Drano for your fuel line system.
Wait, do you need both or one or the other?
One or the other. Seafoam or a product called Start Your Engines. And there's going to be a lot of people who are going to have a tough time trying to get that stuff started. And, you know, the thankful thing is as I'm walking around in the snow now, like everybody just sort of seeing it for the first time, it is lightweight. It's not super heavy, but there's a lot of it. And so you just want to really take your time.
Is your snow blower out of the truck now and sitting there?
It is.
All right. So when we end this segment, I want you to start it live.
Well, can I tell you something? It won't start.
You have to put gas in it.
He's got to have sea foam or start your engines.
Yeah.
It's in the back of the Ace van.
Let's get Kevin in here. This is Kevin and McHenry, Lou's first call. Kevin, you may have different troubles. What's your issue?
All right. So I live on well and septic. Ever since it got cold, my first floor bathroom has gotten this very mild septic-y smell going on, not very pleasant. I've checked all the P-traps in the house, cleaned those out. I even took the toilet off, replaced the wax seals. And now it's still there, so I cannot figure out where it's coming from or what the next step is.
All right, Lou, Kevin's house smells.
Is it all over the place, or do you notice it more like by the vanity sink?
More by the vanity sink.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do, and we're going to solve the problem today, and it's going to make your Mrs. Kevin, if you have one, very happy. Take the pop-up out of there. It's not your well and septic problem. It's gunk and junk that's on the leader that comes from the sink drain, the sewer drain, down to the tap. Use something called a tube brush, and use a little pine saw. Scrub with the tube brush up and down a little bit, and scrub the side walls of that drain to the top of the trap. You've just eliminated the odor.
Okay, so I poured like liquid plumber and all that stuff down there. That doesn't do anything.
Yeah, but see,
that.
Because you need to scrub the sides of the drain. It's all that smell is coming from the gunk on the side of the drain. If you don't scrub it with a tube brush, then it won't come off. The drain odor or anything won't do anything. You're just scrubbing it with pine salt, and you'll fix the problem.
Kevin, I got to tell you, Lou loves his scrub brushes. He talks about them all the time, so don't question him.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
All right, hold the line now, Kevin. Andrea has gifts for you. What did he win?
Well, Steve, he gets the April airfare. No airfare today. The April Air Wi-Fi thermostat allowing you to adjust the temperature of your home's air on your smartphone. It's brought to you, of course, by our friends, American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men. All you have to do is call 855-955-855. HVAC, so he gets that April Air event-based thermostat because he's been Lou's first call.
All right, Lou, last word before we let you go and try to start the snowblower, and that's not code. Just remind people again when it comes to salting your driveway, and salting is the word in quotes because there's a lot of different products out there. What do you do to remove the ice and not damage the driveway?
So today, if you get out there and you're not waiting a long time, I think you should be able to clear it pretty well. If you put a light coat, a light, don't go crazy with a little ice melt. Some of these blends that are out there with potassium chloride, calcium chloride, it's milder on the cement. Just sprinkle it down a little bit. Now, the snow is going to continue to come. It's not going to keep the snow from sticking, but as you go back out later on this afternoon to shovel, it'll be easier for you to shovel. I know we all take this for granted, like, oh, I can do this. It's not a big deal. But, you know, it's a lot to move. It's a different kind of exercise. I know we hear this all the time, and when I hear it on TV, I'm like, come on, stop saying this stuff. But people just get into it. They don't worry about it. That ice melt is two purposes, keeping the ice from forming and also making it easier for you to continuing to shovel, which on a day like today, you're going to be doing a lot of.
All right, buddy. Good luck out there.
You too. Take care.
There you go. That's Lou Manfredini. He's in the parking lot of Channel 9, where he will appear at Channel 9 shortly with his snowblower. Oh, everything sounds like code this morning.
It sure
no,
does.
That's also not code. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a break, and we will come back. Everything you just heard, sponsored by American Weather Makers, and we appreciate them as well. And when we come back, Andre will have some headlines. Elise Glenk will tell us about another 1,000-plus point market drop yesterday. Yeah, in case you missed that little bit of the news. And then more weather checks with Paul Conrad before 7 as we continue. Steve Cochran at 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
All right, we continue on Snowmageddon Friday. And Paul Conrad will join us from 10 till 9 coming up, talking about, oddly enough, the weather, which we rarely do with Paul. Elise Glenk is here. We dropped another 1,000-plus points yesterday on the market. Barely made the front page of the news. Tells you a little bit about the times we're living in. Elise, thanks for getting up early with us. And what happened?
Well, it's interesting. I think maybe everybody's realized the game is up. And by that, I mean, when we had super low interest rates of nearly zero for almost 10 years, it juiced all the returns of companies. But now, higher wages, and it's costing more to buy materials for companies, and they're seeing that they're going to have to ante up, stocks go down because that's more expensive and profits will be limited. So I think there's some thinking around that right now.
This is a part that I think it's really hard for folks to understand because certainly even with my big head, I can't wrap my big head around it. Wages go up means companies are more successful. Therefore, you would think that the companies would be more valuable, which would make them something you want to buy. But that's not the case.
Well, costs and expenses are going up. So really, investors are always interested in how much profit a company's making. They're investors. They want to know what the return is on their money. For some of them, though, the return is actually the increase of the stock price. And so companies play games with their stock price, right, manipulations, where sometimes they'll, and we've seen companies already say this, that they're going to use their tax refund money to basically buy back shares. And what that does is, you know, it's just what's available, right? Fewer shares available to buy, price goes up. And so they juice the returns of the stock market by just basically buying back their own shares because they're cheap and then, you know, supposedly giving them away when they're expensive. That doesn't do much for average people. And, you know, as we've seen earlier this week, this idea that you're going to raise somebody's salary by, oh, $1.50 a pay period, that's not actually doing much for people either. And so I think the stock market's entering this period of uncertainty where until it clears up who's going to make money in this new environment and how fast interest rates are going up, things are going to be volatile.
When do we need to panic? I think that's the question we all need to answer. When do we start to pull our own hair out? God knows I don't have much.
Are you retiring anytime soon? If you're retiring anytime soon, and by that I mean 2 years or less, maybe even 3 years or less, you might be a little bit nervous right now, especially if you're invested in all kinds of crazy market stuff. But if you're not retiring anytime soon, I know this is going to be hard advice to hear, I just think you should sit tight. You should not look at what your value is on a minute-by-minute basis. You should, you know, go read some news because it's so distracting.
Yeah, all you got to do is focus on the White House. Now, just take the last 30 seconds or so that we have here and talk to Andrea about looking at her 401k, because she insisted on looking at it the other day.
Twice.
We knew the news would be bad.
I know. It's like a bad, you know, I don't want to say a bad accident that you...
It is. It's like looking at an accident.
It is.
Yeah, you just have to not do that, Andrea. It's really hard. But again, you know, we haven't had a market pullback since 2015, a 10% correction or more since 2015. We should get them once a year, really. And we haven't had one in 2.5, almost 3 years. And if you look over the last 10 years, we've, you know, since basically everything bottomed out in March 9th, we've only had 2 or 3 corrections in 10 years. It's nowhere near as much. And so everybody's feeling the effects more because we haven't had one in a while. And that's what you're feeling. And that's a really legitimate, scary sort of feeling. And I think I just play a psychiatrist on radio, but I think it's heightened by everything else that's going on that's so scary. And so you just pile on the scary stuff, and that forces you to go back and look at the numbers. But just don't.
I think I'll just opt
to go get an apple.
Yeah, I was going to say I'll opt for driving on the Kennedy today. How about that instead? That'll keep my mind off of it.
I'm going to go make a snow angel.
That's a good call. This is good snow angel snow. And by the way, if you're walking anywhere this morning, you may end up on the ground. Why not spend some time there?
Exactly.
All right, Elise, thank you. ThinkGlink.com. Elise will be back on next week. We'll talk about her latest book, which has a murder. No, it doesn't. Ooh. It's stuff about finances, oddly enough. Thank you, Elise.
You're welcome. See you soon.
Happy weekend. Mary suggested a moment ago that you follow the car in front of you. Now, look, Mary's a professional traffic advisor, Andrea, but I think following the car in front of you presumes that they're not an idiot. So
very true.
You know, you don't want to just walk in the same direction that people are walking in front of you if they're walking into the water.
Well, so if they're going sideways, no. But if they're going in a straight line,
if they're going
fine.
In a ditch, don't follow them.
Hello,
that's usually good advice. But
all right, so let's land on that. If you're going in a ditch, don't follow the idiot in front of you. And by the way, if you don't know who the idiot is, could be you. Andrea is standing by with updates all morning long as well.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
All right, let's check in with my friend Paul Conrad from Channel 9. Andrea, as you know, normally when Paul's on the show, Paul and I like to talk about fashion and gardening.
I know, yeah, you have that kind of that bond.
But today, I thought, Paul, we'd focus on the weather.
Oh, hello there, love bug.
By the way, that snowsuit you've chosen is fantastic.
Not bad, right?
Yeah,
a lot of people didn't
look.
Think I could still fit into it, but I do.
Haven't gained an ounce. All right, so 6 to 10 looks like the amount we're all going to get, which is plenty.
Yeah.
But does it stop this morning? Does it stop later?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we're kind of going back and forth on that even now. I think the majority of that is tapering off here midday. We're already seeing things settle down a little bit in Lake and McHenry counties. Those north and west sections, you're going to see things settle down fairly quickly here this morning. Although this band of snow still stretches back into Nebraska. And I think the significant accumulating snow across like DuPage County, Cook County, will... Northwest Indiana, that's probably going to linger through midday, and those areas still have the potential to pick up half an inch to an inch an hour. So I think that some locations still potentially pick up 2 to 3, maybe 4 inches of additional snowfall. Later on this afternoon and into the evening hours, things kind of taper off, but then we've got another wave that's going to move through here late tonight and into tomorrow morning. That one looks to bring maybe 1 to 2 inches of snowfall. Things are quiet through the bulk of the day tomorrow, and then Saturday night into Sunday morning, there's another system that's moving through. That one has a little bit more punch in it. That one has the potential to bring in 1 to 3, maybe 4 inches of snowfall for Sunday. So it's going to be wave after wave after wave.
Right, and into next week, we don't know, but we're leaving for Vegas on Monday. So
Monday's dry, Tuesday's dry, you won't have any problems. And we could be in the 40s the end of next week.
Wait, how about coming home? Oh, good, good, good. So we're coming back to a heat wave.
It'll be
tremendous. And by the way, if you have the economic wherewithal to do this, do what Paul does for his kids on a day like this. This is not great snowman making snow, so Paul has snowmen bought and brought in for his children.
And then I hire different people to come out with snow blowers, hair dryers,
right?
And they soften the snow to get it to just the right temperature so that they can make snowballs. It's kind of expensive though.
And then he gives the kids participation ribbons.
Yeah. And everyone's happy. Yeah.
All right. I know you're busy over there. We'll check back with you.
All right. I'll see you when I get home. Can you leave some money out for me later on?
Yes, that's fine.
I just need $7.
It'll be on the bar as normal.
Right, and we need some milk. All right. Love you. See you when I get home.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Doug.
Blackhawks replay. Oh, God. Andy. I was as depressed as I've ever been about a Blackhawks game after last night.
You know, it just seems like it's Groundhog Day all over again. They get out to an early lead, and the second period comes, and by the time the horn rings at the end of the game, they're losing.
Yeah, and Tave scores right out of the gate, and he hasn't had a goal in a month, it feels like. And so you think, well, maybe we got something.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. What do you hear about Crawford? Any news?
Well, you know, Coach Q was very noncommittal about his goaltending situation for the upcoming road trip, which starts tomorrow in Minnesota. So I don't know if he's holding out hope or if he's just that upset with Anton Forsberg after yesterday.
Yeah, Forsberg was not good. Now, here's the thing. He's a kid.
Yeah.
And he can learn his way into being a great goalie at some point, but he's not a great goalie yet.
No.
And Glass has made some made some great saves, and he's a great story. But he's not darling.
No.
So it's just look. It's annoying because we didn't expect to be here.
Correct, and you know, we haven't been here in a decade, and that's the interesting part about how well this has gone. And you know, you knew there would come a day that the West would catch up, and you know, the West hasn't really exactly caught up. The Hawks are just playing very inconsistently.
Yeah. It's not over till the fat lady sings, but the fat lady's buying a ticket.
She's buying a ticket.
All right, so listen up now. Oh, by the way, when is the next Hawks game?
That'll be tomorrow night starting at 6:30.
Whenever the Hawks lose, we, of course, have you covered with a short, less painful version of the Hawks replay sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
Dallas wins the hockey game 4-2.
And that's all you need to know, kids. That's the entirety of what you need to know right there. Right there. As I try to fake my way through the fact that I'm having a computer problem.
Oh, no.
Okay, I think I got it fixed. I've got a computer that's literally been updating since 6 o'clock.
Oh, no. The wheel of death keeps circling?
Yep,
the little color wheel? Yeah.
That's it.
Three straight on. Goal! Wilds are so good. Ball game over, and the Wildcats win.
Yeah, da-da-da-da. Listen. Rough first half, better second half. We'll take it. Coach Chris Collins, the obvious question here is not about basketball. It's about your commute. Have you taken your commute yet?
I have not taken my commute yet. I'm still at home, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We actually have a travel day today, which is not ideal. So we got to head to Maryland for a game tomorrow. So hopefully we'll be able to get out okay.
Yeah, Dave Ennett's not here because he was waiting for further instructions from the bat signal in the sky to tell him to approach the plane and head for the airport.
Yeah. So hopefully we're supposed to get out early afternoon today. So hopefully the Mother Nature will cooperate and we'll be able to get out to Maryland. We've got a big game tomorrow.
What do you do if you can't make it? Do you do it like do you play it online?
Yeah. That would be interesting. Now we would try to figure it out, but hopefully that's not the case. But yeah, obviously, if we can't get there, then we would have to make other plans for a future date. But the problem is, there's only a couple weeks left in the season, so makes it kind of a dicey situation. So hoping for the best that we can get out and play the game tomorrow. I know the guys want to play. We've been playing pretty well, and guys want to keep it going.
That's the thing, momentum. I want to get Andy in here, but what do you make of this turnaround with this team? These are the guys you expected all year long, and now you're getting some gelling going on?
Yeah, I just think, you know, for whatever reason, many reasons, actually, I think we just never have really hit our stride, you know, the first half of the season. And, you know, I've noticed over the past 5-6 games, you know, we've kind of, you know, figured out an identity with this group. We're really playing good defense. The guys are enjoying playing with one another, and you know, we found a little spark. So, hoping that's boding well for these last 6 games here this month before we head to the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, Coach. I know earlier in the year you were looking for some combinations, and you got to play some younger guys and got them some experience. You weren't winning games at that point, but at least you got them in there. And is that helping now as well with to be able to kind of work with those older guys?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I think you noticed that as the course of the season goes on, you always say freshmen kind of become sophomores by now, and the sophomores become veterans. So, I think going through the first 20 games and kind of mixing and matching and trying to find the right combinations has given a lot of guys a chance to get the experience they need. And, we've kind of settled in our rotation now, and our veteran guys, have really picked it up and are playing very well and leading us. And I think that's a big reason why we've been able to put a little streak here together.
What do you do on the plane on the way to Maryland? Do you continue prep, or is your prep done?
Yeah, I mean, I continue to prep a little bit. A lot of the prep we've done with the guys by now, we'll have another workout this morning. We will really lock in on the game plan. But usually on the plane now, all the film you can watch now is all computerized, and so usually on the plane I'm watching film and trying to dial in on any last minute adjustments or things we may need to get across to the guys before we play the game.
You know, Andy, I would think if it were me in Chris Collins' shoes, I would pretend I was watching game film, but I'd be watching Blazing Saddles.
Wrong DVD. Wrong DVD.
Why Blazing Saddles? I mean, is that your go-to?
Oh, come on, man. That is one of the all-time greats. It's one of the greatest.
It is a great one. It is a great movie. I just didn't know if that was like your number one go-to.
It's top five all time. Yeah, there's no question it's top five all time. Favorite funny movie of all time? You got one?
Mine? It's hard to say. I'm a big slapstick guy. I always get a kick out of Dumb and Dumber. It's hard to turn that one down when I just need to laugh at some stupid stuff.
That's a good one.
Yes. Once again, I just proved the fact that it's a good thing there are women in the world to take care of us, because this is how men think.
Amen.
Coach, have a safe trip and go get it again. We love the groove you're in.
All right, guys. Always great being on the show. Have a good one.
See you later. That's Coach Chris Collins.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
I'm in the western burbs in my office. The 2017 Chevy Tahoe is in the garage.
White lightning.
Oh, wow. Tough judging this morning.
Wow.
But he's been up all night.
We have a little hazy shade of winter, too, going on there.
And it's snowing. It's snowing here, but it's my father, Tim McGill, would have called sugar snow. Ah. It's that fine snow, right?
Once you get past all of the, terrible commute and 12 inches, it's very pretty. It's very puffy looking.
It's that dendrite snow we call it. Yeah,
that's why dendrite?
It's just the name given. It's kind of like that snow when you were in grade school and you fold the papers up and cut it up into little pieces and you opened it up and you had your snowflake there. Those are the kind of flakes that really stack up, so you can get some pretty good accumulation with that kind of snow.
Snow day! All right, so here is the deal. We got a lot of snow. Maybe we didn't get all the snow we could have gotten. Maybe it's still going to happen north, but we got plenty, Tim.
We got plenty. I was just sharing some of the snowfall numbers on old number 9 here, and we got anywhere from around 4 to 6 inches, pretty common across the area. Some spots have picked up about a half a foot, including Lamont, up towards Woodstock, the Rockford area. And we've still got a band of some fairly moderate snow now, just north of Wilmette and Evanston, back over towards Mount Prospect, Schaumburg, another band of heavier snow. In the city itself, and then south of the city, looks like from Crown Point, Indiana, all the way back over towards Bourbonnais and Morris, some more moderate snow. And I was just looking at the latest computer model runs, and looking like, again, it's going to taper off, looks like towards 9 or 10 o'clock, but then it starts to flare back up right around midday, and that was a change from the previous forecast. So just when you think this might be over with, you might squeeze out another inch or two of additional accumulation. So I think we're going to get those totals up to around 6 to 10 inches across the board for most of us.
The good times continue this weekend?
Yeah, we've got two more systems coming through, and I think Sunday could turn out to be the 9th consecutive day that we've had measurable snow. And I heard somebody say that could tie the record for Chicago. 9 consecutive days with measurable snow. We're looking at some
snow early Saturday, late tonight into early Saturday morning. Right now, we're going to say about 1 to 3 inches. And then later Saturday night into early Sunday, and maybe another 1 to 3 inches. And the bulk of that probably south of the city, but the track of that system is going to have to be watched very carefully. We've now had more snow in February, this February, than we've had in the past two Februarys combined.
Does that tell you anything, or it just is what it is?
It's just interesting statistic, that's all.
Yes, it is. And yeah. And we usually get a day in February or a couple of days where it pops to a crazy number in the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, we get a thaw, and I don't see that anytime soon, you know, but we're so busy just looking at this weekend, we haven't looked that far out yet.
All right. The most important question we have is, we have to fly to Vegas Monday. How are we looking for that?
Monday and Tuesday look pretty good. And I've got a 40 in the forecast for Thursday next week. So we have a little bit of a thaw maybe towards the end of next week, 40s.
All right. And before we let you go, next time we talk to you, if you could have a Vegas forecast for us, I think the audience would appreciate that.
I'm sure our audience is just dying for that.
All right. I'd appreciate it.
Okay, sure.
Thank you, Tim.
Bye.
Our friends and family are anyway.
Tim McGill running around and good enough to give us some time this morning. Dean will join us. I think he may or may not still be in the parking lot at that point. He was out there hassling poor Lou Manfredini while Lou was trying to do his stuff. And then Lou threw snowballs at Dean's big head.
Unless, of course, Lou maybe snowblowed him out, though, because he was out in the parking lot there.
I, you know, the snowblower thing. See, I feel funny about the snowblower thing, because the snowblower thing is, I've had a snowblower off and on, and I just don't feel like I have a big enough yard and driveway to snowblow.
Really?
I feel like I should shovel.
Yeah, but you know, you don't want to do that, because this snow is very heavy. You don't want to give yourself
any sort
of heart
attack. No, this is light snow. This is powder snow.
Yeah, but there's so much of it, Steve. There's 12 inches of it. It's powdery, but there's a lot of it.
Well, now we forgot what he called it already.
Don't mess yourself up.
Called it something with a D. What did he call it? Deirdre snow or
dendrite.
Something? Dendrite.
You're an anti-dendrite.
Once you get past, again, all the messiness of it and having a slug around in it in your car, it's very pretty looking.
Yeah, the kids should get out and sled and do stuff today. Get out there.
What are you talking about? Kids going outside
to
play?
They're all home.
Are you crazy?
They got video games to play. Come on.
I know, but come on. Get out there.
Hey, Sandberg, I've got an idea for a giveaway on the show. Jump on a microphone here, Sandberg.
She's coming.
You guys can tell me what you think of this. Because I remember one of the things my mom used to do when I was a little kid is, not just on snow days, but any day where I'd be sleeping a little later than I should, my father might come in and tell me to get my ass out of bed, but my mother would always come in and sing a little song.
Aww.
And she had a lovely voice, but boy, it couldn't be more annoying. You know, as a teenager, when you're trying to sleep. And
did
mom,
she sing, "You Are My
morning,
Sunshine"?
Good morning!
Oh,
what's
that's
that?
What she would sing?
How about "You Are My Sunshine"?
No, no, she sang beautifully.
Yeah, that's what I always
sing. Yeah, she sang little songs until I would get out of bed and go, all right, I'm up. So here's what I want, Sandberg.
Yeah.
What if we have either a mom or a dad, because, you know, schools are closed.
Mm-hmm.
Moms or dads, somewhere in the show today, because we have plenty of room. Somewhere in the show today, we have moms or dads go into their teenagers' rooms and scream snow day and wake them up. Huh?
Oh,
come on.
There you go.
I love it.
My mom would always go, "You got to get up. You got to get up in the morning. You got to get." And I'm going, "Oh, God,
that's
please.
An annoying one, too."
But now it's cute.
Were you in the Army at that point, Andrea?
No, but you know what? My dad was, and it was funny because my dad was in the Army for 6 years, and he would always wake up like clockwork at 5 o'clock, boom. And she'd say, "Oh, come on. Really? 15 more minutes." And she thought maybe as the years went on, no. Every day until he passed away, 5 o'clock in the morning, boom, up like clockwork.
We got in.
Well,
little...
somebody had to go out and stand watch.
Yeah, right.
All right, so Sandberg,
yeah,
you pick a spot, but I want to give away some stuff to a parent that's willing to go into their teenager's room and scream snow day.
All right, I'm thinking 10:15 would be a good spot for that.
During the Bill and Wendy show? Yes, we have a very busy show today, but we will get that at some point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we can totally do that.
She's so thrilled about that.
Yeah, no, I am on board.
Yeah.
Producer Steve
we
Cochran
booked,
out of the Western Suburbs.
We are booked
checking in.
Front to back. We're booked front to back, and the last thing Sandberg wants is for me to ad lib.
Right.
I can't help myself.
I know.
The idea of annoying some teenagers today is a good time.
And they need to get up and shovel anyway.
And it's not like it's a snowmageddon.
Did you make your kids shovel, Mayor? My boys shoveled. You've always gone to work so early, though. Oh, no, not at that hour. No, I just barrel out of the driveway.
You gotta
do it. My kids used to like to shovel. My kids like to shovel.
Really?
Oh, and just like you liked picking them up from school and taking them to their activities. You have you have a very rosy
outlook,
memory of how things went.
Yeah, we should ask them
with teenagers.
How they see it. Yeah,
yeah. Nobody likes to
you
do work.
Get out of bed and shovel.
Oh, stop.
So you know what Joe Romano said?
All right, so
Joe Romano just told me it's his brother's birthday. So when he got up this morning, he shoveled so that his brother wouldn't have to.
Oh, that's nice.
Good dude.
Look at you.
It's a good dude. It's a good dude. What's Joe's brother's name?
That would be Bob. Hey there, Bob.
Bob, happy buddy. Happy birthday. And Sandberg, what's wrong with you? You didn't mention your sister's birthday on the air.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
Happy birthday to
Katie.
It
was her birthday on Wednesday that I had to celebrate multiple times. I've seen her blow out candles three times.
Yeah. Or as we know her, Biscuit's mom.
Yes, Biscuit's mom.
Here's the deal.
Biscuit has a snow day, just so you know, today, Steve.
Aww.
His camp is canceled.
Well, that's great. Here's what I think we should do is, make sure that your kids get up and, as somebody already said, go out and snow or shovel so you don't have to. Having said that, I fully admit I'm a hypocrite because if I ever catch Ross or Lauren making Abigail shovel, well, there's going to be hell to pay.
Well, she's got to start. Not now, though. A couple years.
Well, not at two.
Start paying her way. No, I'd say four or five. Got to get out there.
God,
chop, chop.
Headlines from Andrea next. It's Steve Cochran live on 720 WGN.
I want to welcome John Coyle in studio. John's a friend of the show and an Olympic silver medalist in the 5,000-meter relay in 94. What was that Olympics known for?
Breakthrough announcement in the Tanya Harding Jeff Gillooly affair. It appears Tanya may have had a role or at least known about, and her head swivels and her eyes lock.
Please don't hurt me.
Babe, do you remember what it felt like being in the Lillehammer then?
I mean, it's just one of those things where she's coming one way, I'm coming the other way.
She hit you in the leg with a black pipe.
No, yeah. She's...
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
I get no time.
Ryan Burrow will talk about the Olympics in just a second, as he's watching it, so you don't have to quite yet. The opening ceremonies are already complete. Before we get to that, the dumbest government shutdown in history has ended. At midnight last night, the government shut down again, second time in a couple of weeks. What's in the new bill they agreed to at 4:30 our time this morning? It's a two-year budget deal, Andrea. Make a note of this because, it affects you as well.
Absolutely. I'm making a note right now.
The Senate leaders Wednesday jumped in first and the House came along. They raised budget caps by $300 billion in the next 2 years. That means they can spend $300 billion more. They increased the debt ceiling and offered up more than $80 billion in disaster relief for Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico. About $160 billion goes to the Pentagon for future military planning. And $128 billion to non-defense programs. They're all patting themselves on the back. They couldn't be more impressed with each other. That's what your government did last night. This is good till it's about a six-month run, but they have to write the bill, literally write the bill. So it's basically an extension for a few days until the bill itself is complete and President Trump has to have it explained to him so he can sign it. I'm just kidding. He does. He just signs it. He doesn't really look at it. So that's
he
all
reads the whole thing. Come on, Steve.
Yes, of course he does. Ryan Burrows here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Welcome to Olympic Friday, I guess. Who would have thought that with the snow that's falling and the government shutdown that never happened, or maybe you slept through, and by the way, there are Olympics going on.
Is it colder there than it is here?
It is pretty cold out there. Alex Stone was reporting early this morning that it was about 2 degrees there, so it was pretty chilly, and that's Fahrenheit. I'm sure they're
all
right, so right there. So.
We did have major news coming out of this, and that's a South Korean-North Korean handshake, right?
Yeah, how about this? Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jung, and South Korea's President Moon shook hands at the opening ceremonies, which I'm sure we'll be seeing in prime time tonight. Some cool things we're getting, some editorial we're getting from the opening ceremonies themselves that were fireworks, but they were peace fireworks, which I guess is a thing in Korea. Also, every person who's seated watching these Olympics at the ceremony has a pole with a box next to their seat, and when countries are introduced, the flag of that country pops up on the box so everyone knows who's being introduced. So that could be kind of a cool feature.
Wait, hold on a second. Everybody has a pole by their seat?
A pole with a box. Yeah, I imagine it would look something like a beer holder, normal.
Like a cup holder.
Like at the football games, yeah, and it's got a box on it.
Sound-
and it It's an electrical one, and it flashes the flag.
It's kind of like when you're on an airplane and you have your own individual little screen.
Exactly.
Something like
that. Exactly. Now, they're actually tearing down all of these stadiums after the Olympics are open. They're only they spent $30 billion to build all these stadiums, and probably in about six months to a year, they're all going to be gone. So
that's so sad.
Yeah, but you know what? You see sad things like the bird's nest in Beijing, and you say... it's sad, you know. It's sad to see empty stadiums.
Well, yeah, Andrea, look at your Athens, Greece.
Oh my gosh, no kidding! And they built that for the games. You know, when I was in Sydney, Australia, they're still using many of those facilities now, just like in Atlanta. You know, for the summer games.
Yeah, a lot of them they built like where the Braves used to play.
Opening
ceremonies were held.
But you're right, though, Steve. I mean, they made all those improvements, and then with the government issues that they were having in Athens, they're dormant now. They're tourist attractions. That's it.
You guys remember Sochi, though, how they were still painting the walls when the athletes were arriving, how there were still buildings that weren't completed, how there were wires that were exposed. We're not hearing any of that this time around. So even from the media who arrived early, it sounds as though they were well prepared and had this thing in place.
Absolutely. And Steve, what's cool is that Ryan had a chance to spend some time with some of these athletes from the Chicago area who nobody else had access to, specifically Brady Tinnell. That must have been really cool.
Yeah, in fact, we're featuring her today on our Quest for Gold series brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy. We've also got a video of her practice, which was really cool. She let us sit in on a practice up in Buffalo Grove. She's from Carpentersville, 19 years old. And you know, I asked her, I had a chance to ask her, you know, what is it that you do when you're not skating? It was like crickets. I mean, she skates. Right. That's what she does. She's an Olympic athlete. She wakes up at 4 a.m. She goes out to Buffalo Grove. She trains some of the younger students.
Yeah.
Then skates herself, wraps things up about 1-2 o'clock, goes home and maybe reads a little bit and goes to bed. But this is what Olympians do. I wasn't getting a lot of, oh, you know, we go out to this place. I got all these friends and then we do. No, she's a skater. And to get to this level, you dedicate your entire life to it. So, yeah.
All right. So tell us, who do we keep an eye on, the Americans that get the best chance at gold?
Obviously we're very, very good at speed skating. Shawnee Davis is one. We've got a couple locals too. We've got Brian Hansen of Glenview, and we've got Emery Lehman of Oak Park, and they're doing team pursuit, and I watched their practice up in Milwaukee. Very, very cool. I mean, if you've never seen speed skaters on ice, I mean, these guys are moving at the speed of cars, but they're just gliding. It's a little different than hockey, which is more herky-jerky. Really cool to watch, so keep an eye on them. Also, watch the women's hockey team. We've got Kendall Coyne from the South Suburbs. By the way, Carl Sandburg graduate. You know who she's engaged to?
I know. Who is it?
Michael Schofield of the Chargers, offensive tackle.
Yeah. My rival high school, yeah.
They are getting married in August, and I found their registry, by the way, Bed Bath & Beyond. So if we want to get them a vacuum or some bath towels for this summer,
butter knife.
We should do that.
They could use the help.
What do you get an NFL athlete and an Olympian who already has a silver medal and could come home with silver or gold this time around?
Monogram butter knife.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I know you can stream all of these events live if you're up in the middle of the night, but is NBC going to go with their normal primetime thing too?
Yeah, they're going to do their primetime thing. You know, we go back and forth about this. Should we tell people the results? Should we not? We've got people out there saying, no, don't. Look, everyone's got a phone now. These things are happening at 3 a.m. I mean, you're going to know. And to be honest with you, if you know Brady Tinnell's doing well, if you know Alexa Kinnearum of Addison is doing well, chances are you're probably going to watch then, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you don't. So we're going to do the best we can to let you know everything that happens in real time as it happens.
Steve, we wanted to ask Ryan real quick too. I know I don't want to even say too much about Shawnee Davis because I thought that was just not very cool what he tweeted when he didn't get to be the flag bearer. But Aja Evans, this has to be huge for her. She wasn't sure. She was kind of waitlisted to be on the bobsled team.
Yeah. I mean, what an incredible story there as well. From Chicago, right?
From Chicago.
From downtown
Northside.
Chicago. I know I saw Mayor Emanuel tweeting out to both him and Aja.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
And Aja wasn't here. With her silver, a few months ago.
Yeah, so I mean, it's going to be a fun time. I love watching bobsledding.
Yeah,
I love
so cool.
bobsledding. I mean, the luge, the skeleton.
Listen, the nutty sports are always more fun. The luge, the bobsled, the things where they can fly off the track and never be seen again.
Right.
One more thing I want to point out, too, is we've got three guys from the Norgi Ski Club in Fox River Grove. Three guys who are ski jumpers from the Northwest suburbs. Michael Glasder, we've got Kevin Bickner, and we've got Casey Larson. Larson. These guys train. They live in Cary, Wakanda, and like Barrington. And for some reason, they don't live in the Rocky Mountains. They live here, and they're Olympians. Isn't that insane?
Steve, I know. Cool. Steve, we talked about how I got to try the luge. Ryan Burrow got to try ski jumping.
I got to try ski jumping. We did curling a couple months ago. We're going to have that video coming out. That's fun to watch, too.
Let me tell you something. The drama of curling never ends.
Left, right. Push,
scrape.
Right. It's more fun if you have two languages you don't understand and they're screaming, sweep, stop, sweep, stop. Great job, Ryan. When will those videos be up?
We've been putting them up all week, but we'll get a couple more up in the coming days.
There you go. Ryan Burrow, covering the Olympics, covering everything for ABC and also for us. All right, let's do this. Paul Conrad will update the weather again in a few moments. If for some reason you're going in later today, let me ask you a question. Why are you going in? Because it's still pretty ugly out there.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Paul Conrad will join us from the Channel 9 Weather Center, right? Standing by for Paul. I'm here now. There's an Instagram weather story going on right now that Mary Sandberg has a place that you can go to on the WGN Instagram account. Just search. And if you don't know how to spell that, just go out, slip, and fall, and I'm sure it'll come to you.
She has gone above and beyond. She's been out in the snow. She's been taking pictures of joggers, people
are such
falling.
A suck up to Sandberg.
I'm not. She's seriously.
You are unbelievable.
Hey, we bonded this morning as we parked elsewhere and then had to walk in this back to the great. Station.
There's even a guy with shorts on.
I'm in my PJs.
There's a guy with shorts on in the Instagram story.
Yeah,
well, that guy, listen, that guy should be run down by a snowplow. Let's be honest. Paul, do you disagree?
I like the shorts this time of the year.
Yeah, it's a solid look.
Shorty shorts.
I think if you're wearing shorts outside today, you should be immediately picked up by the authorities. snow coming down in the western burbs, Paul, and have you changed your mind about accumulations, or are we winding down?
No, I still think we're going to be coming in somewhere between about 6 and 10, and it's still snowing pretty heavily, actually, across a good part of the central sections and southern parts of Chicagoland. So I still think we pick up another 1 to 3 inches here this morning. And this afternoon, the thinking has been that a lot of this will shut off or push further south. But this snow is still stretched all the way back into Omaha. So we'd see some light snow here this afternoon. But I think the real accumulating snow is for here this morning. Then I think late tonight after midnight and into early tomorrow morning, maybe another 1 to 2 inches. Then Saturday night into Sunday morning, a little bit more impressive system. That one has the potential to bring 1 to 3, maybe 4 inches of snowfall for Saturday night into Sunday.
We are at a point now where this is the time of year where one in every two Chicagoans says, why the hell do I live here? This goes on for, 2-3 weeks, and then you're thrilled that you're here. But this is a tough time of year.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, this is a beautiful city. It's snow. Enjoy it. Right. To me, I love snow.
Now, let me ask you a question, you just came up with Andrea. You know, Sandberg does a wonderful job as the executive producer of this show.
Yeah.
But Andrea, in particular, is very afraid of her, and she constantly sucks up to
her. No, I'm not. We're good friends.
Yeah, okay. Do you have somebody on the Channel 9 morning show that's like that everybody sucks up to?
Who? Yeah, our news director.
But we're not scared of Jen. Well, yeah, a little bit.
Well, you should be scared of her.
I thought you'd go with Robin.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's afraid of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no one, there's not too much sucking up. I think people generally, when they see her coming, they kind of act busy and hide.
Kind of like when you see a would-be purse snatcher, Paul, you just kind of look the other way and grab your belongings and kind of run.
Robin doesn't have a pain threshold for fake people, and she can spot if you're sucking up to her, and then it gets even worse. So
it's Robin. Robin is your Sandberg.
Yeah, she's also maybe the most feared person in my entire life.
All right, see, now we're getting
there
somewhere.
You go.
I think that's fair. And it's not because, I love her. I think she's as nice as can be. But don't cross her because she will rip your throat out.
Yeah, do you look her in the eye?
No.
No.
What if we tell her you said that?
She would agree.
Okay.
She's got me and Larry right where she wants us, living in fear under her, thumb. And we know that if we cross her, not only will we be physically hurt, she'll blow up our houses and our cars.
Right. Right. And no one will try to prosecute her.
No. No. She is the best person.
She's like a mob figure.
Yeah,
that,
but don't cross
everybody's
her.
Afraid of. Now, who is the biggest pushover on the show?
Ooh. It's probably me.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Like, I'll believe anything. You can tell me but, that but I'm the reason, best person the or worst person. I'm in agreement with you.
The reason you would agree is because you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
And also because you just want to go home.
And I'm afraid of people. Generally.
What is that?
There's I that. Live in fear.
All right. Well, that's a nice way to end this.
Yeah.
We'll check again with you before the show's
right.
over. Thank you.
All right. I love you.
Love you, too. It's fun. Dean Richards will join us to talk some showbiz coming up as well. We appreciate the help from the Channel 9 Weather Center this morning, the extra help they're giving. And we always appreciate the promotion they give to us as well. Let's take a break, come back, get your news in just a second. Did we cover what's coming up? Yeah, we did. Get your news next, or are we going straight to it? Joe, you tell me. What are we doing? Are we taking a break?
We're going to take a quick break.
We're going to take a quick break right now on 720 WGN.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood. Well, kiss me, kiss me good.
Neither rain, nor sleet, nor snow, nor freezing drizzle, nor fans asking for autographs will keep Dean from his appointed rounds. Remember that old saying, Dean?
I do. As an ex-postman, yes, I do.
Did you ever deliver mail?
I did not.
So that was a lie.
Big fat lie. Big fat lie. Were you impressed for a minute?
I was, actually, yeah. Before we get to movie reviews, I couldn't help but notice that this morning you had a little snowball game going with Lou Manfredini, and he took it and made it into a complete free-for-all.
Yeah, well, if you mean Lou Manfredini throwing snowballs at my lower regions, if that's then yes, that's what happened.
The original plan was you were holding up pictures of the anchors, and he was supposed to hit one or the other.
I had a picture of Larry in my left hand, a picture of Robin in my right hand. I was in the middle. And I told
and
him
the idea was to hit one of the pictures.
Hit one of the three. He could have even thrown it at me, but not down there.
Yeah, so to use a medical term, he went directly for your crotchal area.
Crotchatorial region is the medical term, yes. And
By the way, that's where the Winter Olympics are going in 2 years, to the crotchatorial region.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, so, because what would television be if people weren't standing outside for no particular reason?
Right.
All right, now, I take exception to that.
Why?
Because we stand outside sometimes for no reason.
For no particular reason. That's what I mean. Hey, nobody loves a reporter standing over an expressway overpass more than me.
It's better when the snowplow comes by and just... Whoosh,
right.
Just right on top of you.
But do you get a hat allowance in TV if you have to be the person standing on the bridge?
I do not. Dean, do you?
I do.
What?
I had it written into my contract.
Oh, see, I need to do that, too, because I have a bunch of different hats.
I have a very extensive hat. Headgear. Claws.
Oh, I had that in about 8th grade, but that was something completely different.
Who was the guy at Channel 7? Was it
Frank Mathey?
Frank Mathey who had the cowboy hat he'd stand outside in?
He would stand out in the cowboy hat. Really, nobody will ever top Robert Jordan. And his...
Oh, that's right. It was like a Russian hat.
It was like a Russian hat that was like 12
yes.
inches tall.
Yes, he looked like a
it was
soldier
awesome.
From 1918.
And he's a tall man to begin with anyway. So, yeah. He was like 8 feet tall with his Russian hat on.
And then in between reports, he would drop into like a crouch and he'd do that kick out
dance
that Russians do.
That dance, yeah. So, yeah, we had a snowball fight with Lou Manfredini earlier. And then about a half an hour ago, I had one of our interns dress up in a snowman costume, and she threw snowballs at me. I fired a Nerf bow and arrow at her.
Oh, this is the kind of news that's getting done this morning.
Yeah.
WGN Morning News. Yeah, you guys are journalists.
Right. That's right. Yes, we are. We are covering this storm like nobody's business.
If you're already, just some advice from the entire staff. Anybody can chime on in on this. If you haven't gone out this morning, what would you suggest, Andrea?
Stay home. But if you are going out, and like I've been saying all morning, if you're scared to drive and you're going to white knuckle it and go, say, you know, 6 miles an hour in the middle of the what should be a two-lane road, don't do it. Please just stay home.
I think that's all good.
You'll be calling his name. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor, Channel 972.
Back with Dean, live at Channel 9. By the way, Dean, we have a little bit of reality show news this morning.
East Coast to the West Coast.
I'd love to hear that.
Tony Dovolani, one of the celebrity teachers, the dancers on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
He quit the show. He's been with it forever. And he says, the reason I quit is I didn't sign up to babysit reality stars.
He's had problems in the past with his celebrities.
He always got the older people, didn't he? More or less, Andrea.
Well, and here's the quote: the curmudgeon-y. For babysitting, maybe a little bit. Some of these celebrities are reality celebrities. They have an idea of what they think they are versus who they actually are. And I'm not there to deal with them. I'm there to teach them how to dance. And to become something other than that, I want no part of it. He's out.
Wow, he's a good dancer too. I love Tony.
Oh, he's a great dancer. Good choreographer too.
He wouldn't last 5 minutes on this show.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You want to talk babysitting, you join us. Movies for the weekend.
Steve, I know this is our annual tradition now for the last I don't know how many years, when the new 50 Shades movie comes out. I'm excited.
Are you talking about where you and I get together to see your private screener copy, and I sit on the floor and you brush my hair?
Well, we have,
is that what you're talking about?
We did do that one time, and for the second movie, we rented out a theater just for ourselves. And even though there were like 300 seats in the theater, we sat right next to each other.
Right. You didn't even need the safety seat, because who would judge?
No. No, we sat right next to each other and shared a bucket of popcorn. We would, he'd start eating one end of the Twizzler. I'd start eating the other end.
Right. Right. And stop just before the middle, just as a tease.
Right. Right. Because that would be weird if we went any further than that.
Isn't it enough people are driving in this weather they have to put up with this? Huh? Come on. All right, how bad is this movie?
You weren't white-knuckling before. This movie is awful. This movie is just plain awful.
Yes.
I know.
Excellent, Dean.
I know some people are fans of this franchise. I think that even if you're a fan of this franchise, if you read the books and you know now you're going to go see the movie, I think even you would have to agree when this is over that this is should be called 50 Shades of Stupid. Because the actual title is 50 Shades Freed. Anastasia, Steve, and Christian now are married. They got married. And, you know, they do things, you know, all typical things that newlyweds do. You know, go to other countries on their private plane, try to decide which of their $100,000 sports cars that they're going to be, you know, using. But despite...
Hey, they're just like us.
They're just like everyone else. Despite all of their wealth, they have a security team that stinks. Every 5 minutes in this movie, their security is being breached, causing real problems in this marriage, huge problems in this marriage, which is the paper-thin plot line to this movie.
Who's the guy? Who's the male lead?
Jamie Dornan.
He could not be more likable. I saw him on the Graham Norton show, a BBC show that I'm addicted to.
Yep.
And he could not be cooler, more laid back, just a great guy. And he is in this piece of crap franchise.
He doesn't take it seriously. He actually doesn't like it. He said when the first movie came out that he would fulfill his contract and that was going to be it with this. He didn't even make any allusions to the fact that he was trying to sell this. Although he's been on every talk show kind of making fun of it. I guess that's his attraction to this whole thing. Steven, this movie, every time a predicament comes up, you know how you solve it?
How?
Embarrassing sexual romp.
Wow.
Just like real life.
I thought it couldn't get any worse when Kim Basinger went rogue in part two, but geez.
Oh, right. They're just like us.
Yeah, right. So a little problem comes up in the marriage, out comes the blindfold.
Yeah.
Now, call me crazy. On these days of Me Too and Time's Up,
yeah,
the idea of a very wealthy man dominating a submissive woman for his
They got the memo.
Sexual pleasure seems like just about the weirdest and oddest movie that you could put out right now.
Did the second one make any money?
It did okay. The first one was very successful. The second one did okay. I can't imagine that anyone's going to go see the. I can imagine people are going to go see it, but
God, with the acting chops of Dakota Johnson, though, how can you miss
Dakota Johnson? You've got your Jamie Dornan in this. Watch very carefully when you're watching. You know, when she's getting her both her wrists and ankles handcuffed to a headboard of a table.
Yep.
You know,
they're just like us.
They're just like us. Watch the look of boredom on their face. I swear, I'm looking at their faces going, and you know, I'm imagining them saying, "I cannot believe I'm doing this for a paycheck."
All right. What else this week?
I gave it a D-. I didn't give it a straight up F. Because they shot some of the movie in Paris, and it was very beautiful.
Yeah, and they do a lot of things that involve the letter F, so who needs an extra F?
That's very true. I didn't need to add any Fs to this movie, I guess.
Right.
So also, this is an interesting movie, this next one, the 1517 to Paris.
This is the Clint Eastwood thing?
This is the Clint Eastwood movie, a real-life story. This is the story of those three Americans who happened to be traveling by train back in 2015 when a terrorist decides that he's going to attack this train. He gets on board as a passenger and decides he's going to shoot up the train. These three Americans go into action and subdue the guy. And, you know, these guys are real-life heroes. So Clint Eastwood decides to make a movie about this. Very, very well-intentioned. It's a very interesting story. But he casts the real three guys, the three guys who actually were the heroes, he cast them to play themselves in this movie. And despite their heroism, despite their courage, they're not actors. And it really makes for a choppy, awkward, stiff movie. You can really appreciate when a well-trained actor takes on a role when you see these three guys kind of stumbling through the roles.
How good?
I was disappointed in it for that. Also, I don't think that they built a script around this extremely worthwhile story that's worthy of these three guys. So I think the script is a problem. The acting is a problem. They bounce back and forth. Most of this movie is about these three guys growing up together as kids. That's 80% of the movie. Very little of it is on the actual event itself, so it bounces back and forth. I wound up giving this one a C-.
Oh, boy. Anything else of note?
Peter Rabbit.
Wait, Steve, I think you should have Tim McGill review Peter Rabbit and have Dean tell us what the weather's going to be.
Okay. We could mix it up. It's that kind of day.
And
it's
also wacky. I also want to let you know that I've checked with your children. Earlier in the show, you mentioned that they loved getting up and shoveling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And both your children have responded, neither of them loved getting up and shoveling. So, they remember it a little different than you.
You actually did a fact check.
I did do a fact check.
All right. Well, it's that time of year. All right. I know we got to get to Tim McGill, so give me the grade on Peter Rabbit.
I didn't see it. So
excellent.
You're on your own with that one.
Are you on Sunday?
I am on Sunday with Lupita Nyong'o, Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o from the movie Black
cool.
Panther.
All right, get back outside and throw a snowball at somebody.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Tim, what do you have for an update?
I've got more snow coming down areas that haven't seen it so far down near Kankakee, back over towards, say, Cedar Lake in northern Indiana. We've gotten snowfall totals now updated. We've got some spots, Naperville including, 7 inches, many spots reporting a half a foot of snow or more. And we're going to get another 1 to 3, it looks like, south of the city, maybe 1 or 2 north of the city. We're thinking the snow is going to flare back up again, it looks like, later on this morning towards midday.
You know, Tim, we're inventing games around here all the time, and coming up in just a few minutes, it's the snow day game,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to have parents of teenagers go into their sleeping teens' rooms and scream mm-hmm. snow day. What do you think?
I think that's an excellent idea. Get that on, like, Instagram or Facebook Live so we can watch those videos. That'd be great.
That would be cool if they'd send video. Look at you, Mr. Producer.
Hey, how about that?
Thanks for the update, bud.
Okay, sure.
That's Tim McGill at Channel 9. All right, Mary, so we need parents who are willing to, so we're talking Sandbrook here, we need parents who are willing to go into their sleeping teens' rooms and scream snow day at the top of their lungs.
Yes, we do.
Right. So 312-981-7200. Let's go up to three parents who are willing to, on this day where pretty much everybody doesn't have school, go into your sleeping teen's room and scream snow day at the top of your lungs. We'll do that after the headlines.
What if you have one of those millennial children living in your house? Can we wake them up, or does it only have to be a teen?
Yeah, okay. I just don't want you to wake up the little ones, you know, because I got a soft spot.
They probably already woke up anyway.
Yeah, they probably are already up. All right, so really, anyone in your house that's sleeping late that you want to wake up, I suppose, could be eligible for this. But the teens makes me laugh as much as anything. So 312-981-7200, what are we giving away?
An apt card. We're going to give away an apt card.
We have apt gift cards?
We sure do.
All right, so we got a bunch of app gift cards to give away. All right, break, or do we go right to the headlines here?
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break and come back for some headlines.
Joe's in charge. All right, back with Andrea next on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Coming up, I kind of know an Olympian. What did we do a week or so ago where we had Brush with Oprah?
That's right, yeah.
You know, and I've also brought you exciting games like, oh, that almost happened, where you almost had all the winning lottery numbers, you almost met a celebrity, that kind of thing. You almost hooked up with the love of your life. Those things. But coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, I kind of know an Olympian. So we'll take an opportunity to take calls from people who may know, you know, like the cousin of someone in the games, or someone who maybe met them in their store, sure. someone who maybe saw him crossing the street. So it's sort of a combination of all of our previous efforts.
Maybe saw him at the vending machine at the ice rink where they were skating. Yeah.
But right now, we'd like to play a brand new game. Andy, I don't know if you were ever a teenager. Were you?
Once upon a time.
Mm-hmm. And you always enjoyed sleeping late.
I did.
And boy, were you thrilled when you got a snow day.
Oh, snow days were the best.
Can you imagine, Andrea, if it was a snow day today and you were a teenager and you were sleeping late?
How cool would that be? Remember, Steve, when we used to read the snow closing, the school closings right here on
hours.
The radio? Oh, hours on end.
Right, and you would wait for your school name.
Mm-hmm. Gather around the radio.
Yeah.
And you'd hear it and you'd go bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Let's go to the phone now for a brand new game I call Snow Day. Is this a father or a mother?
Let's see. Father or mother? Pat from Plano.
Oh, Pat, yeah.
There she is.
Actually, I'm grandma, and I'm raising my granddaughter.
Oh, good for you.
She does not like to get up in the morning. And she already knew that it was a snow day. So she was
super excited?
Yeah. But yeah. She stayed up very, very late, so this is going to be interesting.
That's perfect.
Oh, no.
All right, now, let me ask you this. How old is she?
16.
All right, and good kid?
For the most part, yeah.
Hesitation there, Pat.
She's a teenager.
I totally understand. All right, Grandma, raising this fine young lady. What's her first name?
Marie.
Say it again?
Marie.
Marie, got it. And what is your name?
Pat.
All right. Pat is going to wake up Marie by screaming snow day when she opens her door. Pat, bring your phone with you, obviously. We're ready when you are.
Okay. I'm going to hold it away from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
My
Good
voice
call.
Is really, really loud.
Good call.
Wow. Man, that was great.
That's tremendous.
The reply was, geez, the blanket goes over the head and we rolled over.
Would Marie come on with us or would she not?
No, she's not fully awake.
Well, I'm sure.
She is now. Right?
Oh, no. you sound like nothing but fun.
Thank you.
Sandberg, Andrea, I don't know who's got the list. What does she win?
She's going to win an app gift card, of course, Steve. Pleasing people since 1936.
Give her a pizza, too.
Let's give her a pizza. Don't forget to visit Apt in Glenview or online at abt.com and Lumel Natty's Pizza.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. You made my morning. It was tremendous. Hold the line so we can give the appropriate information. Hey, Joe, can we get a replay of that possibly?
Sure.
Like a slow-mo.
Yeah, tell me when to shut up.
Yeah, I'm going to need a couple minutes until it clicks over.
All right, so we'll do this. Let's get a preview, Steve, from what's coming up at 9, and we'll come back from the break, check in with another weather check here on a crazy morning, and you get a replay of Pat waking up the teenager on our brand-new game, Snow Day.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Snow continues to fall, at least where I'm sitting, in the comfort of my home office. Mm. And thanks to everybody on this staff that trudged in this morning, risked their lives. Fell in the snow
or almost fell in the snow.
Took videos on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Took videos while they were driving.
Andy Mazur at WGNradio.com.
Okay. It's all right. Just trying to serve the public, let you know that it was a little treacherous out there.
Paul Conrad standing by at Channel 9. Paul has a beautiful...
Thank you.
We'll just leave it at that. Yeah. No, Paul lives in a beautiful building downstairs, or down in the city, with his mail order bride and their 47 children.
Yes.
And how long was your commute to Channel 9?
It took me a good almost 18 minutes.
So brutal.
Wow.
Yeah. It was early, but those were, you know, it's normally about a 10-minute drive, so... I had to stop a couple times and got a donut
and
coffee.
Thank God you're alive.
Yeah, but I'm lucky to be alive. Yeah, I really am.
All right, so Dave Ennett is not here because Andy Mazur's here because Dave Ennett's trying to get on a plane with the Northwestern basketball team and go to Maryland.
Ooh.
That's a charter flight. Are planes leaving O'Hare?
You asking me?
Some.
Yeah.
Some are,
well,
actually.
Anybody.
Yes.
Anybody who has information.
There are. I actually have friends flying today, and their plane is on time. So I'm not kidding you.
What time are they scheduled to leave?
11 o'clock. It still says on time, but they're flying west.
Yeah, it's on time now.
Everything's on time now.
Right. It's on time till it's not on time. Call ahead to the airport and, well, don't call. Nobody's going to answer. Get online. Get online and figure out if your plane's leaving.
Hello, American Airlines.
You know, Paul, as you know, and I think most people know this, you can just Google your flight number.
Yeah. And it pops up
and tells you what the status is.
Yeah, I looked in this brief period of time that you were yipping, and it says that there are delays.
Should have heard me yipping a few minutes ago.
Delays at O'Hare averaging an hour and 10 minutes.
There you go.
You're welcome.
There you go. So anyway, we expect Dave and the Northwestern basketball team to be able to make it to Maryland in time for the game, Andy, which is when?
Tomorrow morning at 11, so 10:45 pregame.
Good for them.
Okay. All right, Paul, update those who have just crawled out of bed.
All right.
If you're young Marie who just got screamed at by your grandmother, tell them all what the weather's going to be.
Okay, so it is still snowing across a good part of Chicagoland. If you're in Lake and McHenry counties further north, we got a ding going on. Hold on.
Major alarm.
Yeah.
Weather alarm.
I think that was just my pacemaker. I'm all right.
Do you have a coupon with your order today?
He needs a new battery.
Fries are ready, Tim.
Thank you. Drive through.
So anyway, back to the snow. It's snowing from the northern parts of Cook County, southern Lake County, all the way down into Kankakee, Newton, Jasper counties. And visibility is down to half a mile in some of those locations. I think we still have the potential to pick up another 1 to 3 inches of snowfall. And some of the snow has been filling back in further out into Iowa. So I wouldn't be surprised if we still see some snow here this afternoon that still gives us another inch or so. So I'm sticking with 6 to 10 inches of snowfall across the area here. And then tonight late, I think after midnight, we'll begin to see another little system scoot through here. That one has the potential to give us another 1 to 2 inches of snow. Tomorrow should be generally dry, cloudy, into the 20s. And then Saturday night late, I think after midnight, and into Sunday morning to probably 9, 10 o'clock, we have the potential for another snow system to move through. That one could bring us 1 to 4 inches of snowfall as well. So it's an active 4 or 5 days around here. The heaviest of the snowfall, I think, is probably behind us. We saw a pretty good stretch here where we were picking up snow at about an inch an hour, about 4 or 5 o'clock this morning. But it's still snowing now, and it likely will continue through the morning hours, especially for the central and southern parts of Chicagoland.
As a reward for the fine work you've done here, I'd like you now to listen as we play back Grandma Pat waking up teenager Marie, who's trying to sleep in, by screaming snow day. Joe, when you're ready, roll it.
Okay, I'm going to hold it away from you.
Yeah, because, absolutely.
My
good
voice
call.
Is really, really loud.
Good call.
Oh, mercy.
Wow.
Suddenly, I'm a lot more grateful for my own mother.
Wow. It sounds like those hog calling contests at the state fair, doesn't it?
Yeah. Is she all right?
The grandmother or the
kid? The grandmother. Both of them at this point.
Strained a vocal cord.
Doing Dear that. Lord.
Everybody seems fine. Thank you, Paul.
I love you.
Love you back. All and we're coming back. SEAL TV will join us, I think, right? SEAL TV's joining us?
Yes, they will.
That should be the plan. And before we get to that, let's get to this. It's Valentine's Day weekend, and there's no reason for you to look like an idiot, because when Valentine's Day comes up, what is it? It's Wednesday. You don't need to think long and hard. It'll hurt your head. What do you love most about her? Well, this Valentine's Day, send an unforgettable gift that she's going to love, and she'll be less disappointed in you. From Sherry's Berries. Fresh, juicy strawberries dipped in chocolatey goodness and topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. Berries arrive in Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon. No gift wrap required. And right now, send Sherry's Berries or any other decadent gourmet gift and save 20% on gifts over $29 with my promo code SteveC. Choose a delivery date, and it's a guaranteed customer satisfaction situation, because customer satisfaction is always number one with Sherry's Berries, or your money back. Now, hurry and order today. Valentine's Day is next week. Get 20% off your purchase of $29. Go to Sherry's Berries at berries.com, berries.com. Use my promo code SteveC, S-T-E-V-E-C. That's berries.com, code SteveC. Look like a hero, will you? We're back after this.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
I had this guy leave me a voicemail at work, so I called him at home. And then he emailed me to my BlackBerry, and so I texted to his cell, and then he emailed me to my home account, and the whole thing just got out of control. And I miss the days where you had one phone number and one answering machine, and that one answering machine housed one cassette tape, and that one cassette tape either had a message from the guy or it didn't. And now you just have to go around checking all these different portals just to get rejected by seven different technologies. Exhausting.
I just haven't met you yet.
Ah, the truth. The truth of 2018. Bella Gandhi is more than an internet guru and a dating guru. She is a former roommate of Andrea's, along with a longtime friend of Andrea's, and they broke several laws while at the University of Illinois.
Shh. Steve, remember, that was Inside Voices.
What happens
in the studio stays in the studio.
Did
but yeah,
I say that out loud?
I knew Bella way back when.
Happy Valentine's Day weekend.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys. How are you?
We're good, and I'm seeing you all over the place. Business, I assume, has never been better?
It's that time of year. Love is in the air.
All right, so let's talk about some basics. I try to teach the men that are listening, listen to me, get yourself a gift by getting a gift for her, and think about it a little bit. Think about what it was like in the early days of the romance when you were trying to really impress her. It's not that hard to figure this out, Bella. It really isn't.
It's so easy. Always acknowledge it, right? Even if your spouse, guy says, or your girlfriend says, no, I really don't make a fuss over me. I don't need this. I don't want anything. Let's not do anything. Do it. She wants you to make a fuss over her. Everybody wants to be acknowledged, right?
Absolutely. Well, Bella, you know my rules on this. Have a safety gift in the car at all times. some sort of non-perishable safety gift that you carry all year long. And change it up when it's appropriate. But second to that, the really important thing is when she says, I don't want anything, get her something, as Bella just said. If mm-hmm. she says, well, don't go crazy, something small, get her jewelry. So if we go with those things, I think we're going to be fine.
You're going to do great. It'll be a good night.
I think so, too. Hey, are you seeing as many engagements on Valentine's Day anymore, Belle, or is that more cliche now?
I think there are people that still do it, you know, the proverbial Christmas and Valentine's Day. What's so interesting is Valentine's Day is the second largest retail holiday in this country. Isn't that bananas?
Is that right?
Yes. Cards. Like, more cards are given in exchange because of kids and school than at any other time during the year.
Now, the thing is, we do have to be reminded as well to be thankful and show some gratitude for the gifts that are given, unless those gifts really suck. Is that accurate?
Absolutely, absolutely. I know Andrea and I have had a good laugh over this before. Don't give somebody a self-help gift
right
for Valentine's Day. Don't say, hey, honey, you know what? I know you've been talking about losing weight. Here's a gym membership.
Exactly.
But yeah, I totally get that. But if she says, I really want a gym membership, I should take time to do that, I haven't done that. If she brings it up several times, is it okay to do it then, or is it too risky?
No, do it February 21st. Don't do it February 14th.
Okay, so don't make anything self-helpy. Don't make any of that for Valentine's Day.
Exactly, exactly. Just show gratitude. I think you're beautiful just as you are. That will always be your best bet.
All right, cool. I like that. Now, let's talk again about some of the stupid mistakes that men make, because when you're advising people to do the right thing while they're dating at the Smart Dating Academy, I know that you take some time to go over these things so people don't make the same mistakes.
Oh, man. You know, the best thing I'll tell guys is just kind of give yourself a healthy dose of confidence, right? A little chest beating, because women ultimately, guys, are looking for a man with a plan. Okay, so if you're showing confidence, it doesn't mean you've got to be the sharky pickup guy at the bar, but just when you give her a call, give her a few options to ask her out. You know, don't say, I don't know, what do you want to do? That's not going to play well.
There's nothing more dangerous than saying, I don't know where you want to go when a woman tells you she's hungry. Are you kidding me? You better have a plan.
Exactly, exactly. And if you want, and if you don't know her that well, you know, if it's a first or a second date, give her a couple of options. Like, hey, you know, it's a snowy day outside. I was kind of thinking maybe a nice Italian meal or Mexican would be good. Do either of those sound good to you?
Right. So just think a little bit. Put a little effort into it, fellas. That's all. And can we agree at this point, Bella, that this is not a holiday for men? I mean, we like to be thought of, and it's okay. You should acknowledge us and not blow us off. But this is not a holiday for men.
No, not really, right? But I know, you know, I've been married for 20 years. When I give my husband a little present, he's like, oh, that was really thoughtful. Again, right. He likes to be acknowledged. Why not?
That's it. That's it. Just show some gratitude for the fact that we're here. But it's really an opportunity for men to score some points and get it right. And not just to score points, but because you want to.
Absolutely. It's always good. You're right. You'll always feel better in your relationship when you're nice and kind and thoughtful to your partner, right? Because the more you give, the more you're going to get.
And I always say it's never too soon for jewelry. Because don't you get that a lot, Belsey? Right? Even if it's, you know, it's just a couple of months, you've been seeing each other, jewelry's always fast, a perfect gift.
Totally. Over a couple months. Probably not the second date, but right. here's your sparkly sapphire on date two.
All right. Now, you just set up something perfect for smartdatingacademy.com, because I know you have to go over this. When is it appropriate to get a gift? Because if you're in this zone where you've started dating between, say, New Year's Day and now, are we at Valentine's Day present moment yet?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, if you've been on more than four or five dates with somebody, it doesn't have to be a sparkling sapphire. It's probably too soon for that. But again, something small, thoughtful, that shows you're actually getting to know this person and listening to what they're saying on dates.
Andrea, what did you find when you and Bella were together breaking laws at the University of Illinois?
Yes.
Was she setting people up then?
Oh, my God. Bella, and I would say this behind your back too, Bella. Bella is a brilliant, brilliant, beautiful woman, and I always know she was going to go places. But in college, she was always setting people up, and they were successful. She knew exactly who would go with whose personality, who would be the yin to this person's yang, and then obviously after she was a successful businesswoman, said, you know what, I'm going to start this company, and it's been straightforward ever since.
It's been fun. It's been a good ride. In fact, one common friend of ours from Andrea and I's sorority was my very first match that I put together, and they've been married for over 20 years, live in the suburbs, have three kids and a dog.
Yep.
What are you
I remember
finding?
That, Belle.
What are you finding now, Bella, here in 2018 for dating? And I'm not kidding when I say this, in the Trump era since the presidential election, is dating tougher, the same, different? What are you finding?
Well, you know, I think that everything is more polarized, right, in the last year than almost ever before. And I'm finding, really, for the first time, that people are saying no to people from, you know, the opposing political parties. It's truly amazing. Like, oh, he says he's this, game over, no way. You know, whereas 4 years ago, that wouldn't have been the case. And 4 years ago, I would have said, look, you know, look at James Carville and Mary Madeline, right? You can have two differing beliefs. But I think today, people are much more likely to throw people back to the pond or never even accept them if we've got these kinds of political differences. And I think that people also have a little bit of dating fatigue because there are so many options with technology, right? You can be on Hinge or Bumble or Tinder. It's like, I think people are just kind of having their heads spun around going, what do I do?
Steve, Bella and I know someone who actually has a list, a little cheat sheet kind of a thing, and she just got married. But before that, she had a little list saying, can't be blank political party, can't own, you know, a gun, whatever it might be.
Really?
But very, you know what I'm talking about, Belle.
I do. Yeah, right. Some people, you know, I usually recommend having a list of the things that you want in a partner that actually make you happy versus the things that you don't want. But hey, you know what? If it's can't be part of this political party, can't have a gun, can't, you know, have a Doberman pincher, whatever that is, you know, have something that's going to guide you through this process. Or you're going to stay on the dating merry-go-round year after year. It's like same dude, different face year over year. You got to stop and do a little introspection and say, why aren't things working for me?
You know, there is one person on this show who does Valentine's Day a little differently. Sandberg, find a microphone if you would.
She's coming.
Again, this is the situation, Andrea, you know this, Andy Major, you know this.
Yes.
Where we don't necessarily question it. We just go along with it. But, Bella, I'd like your professional take on this. Sandberg, what do you think of Valentine's Day?
I do not celebrate Valentine's Day myself.
Really?
Yes. I have a husband who is nice to me every day of the year.
Aww.
He says thank you a lot. You know, I feel appreciated. So,
don't you want a gift, though?
No, I don't. I don't. I want a gift on a random June Wednesday because you thought of me and loved me, not because some calendar said, hey, give me something. But it's also,
why can't you have both?
Because I don't like it. We do get the kids gifts. They got USA t-shirts because it's the Olympics, because I don't give candy because we eat candy every day, so I don't really need to give more candy.
Well, Bella, do you find the Valentine's Day is waning in popularity at all? You just said that this is the number two retail holiday.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's waning. I think that it's, you know, for a lot of people, they like celebrating it, right? There's holiday people that want to decorate.
So you're saying what I'm saying.
Right, and my sister
is nuts.
I am nuts. My sister also has sucked the fun out of the holiday because my sister was born in February, and she claims the whole month as hers, and also pink is her favorite color, and so Valentine's Day was just like another extension of her birthday. So it was like, God, this girl just sucks all the energy out of the month. So.
But wait, does Katie give Biscuit a Valentine?
She does.
See?
She's, okay, I know.
We need to explain this. Every time you say Biscuit, Biscuit is Katie's dog.
Katie's dog, yes. And so
it's childhood trauma for you.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know.
I mean, until Katie dresses Biscuit up as Cupid.
Oh, gosh, don't give her any ideas,
okay.
Andrea.
That's what I just heard from a voice in my ear.
That's my feelings on Valentine's Day.
So, Bella, give us two or three takeaways for Valentine's Day.
Well, you know what? Number one, we've been talking a lot about couples. If you're single, guys, don't throw in the towel. I want you to get what I call psychotically optimistic. Okay, get yourself in the right mindset that says 2018 is the year that I can find love because love exists for me. It's a when, it's not an if. So number one, get your mindset into shape. And number two, if you have a little bit of dating fatigue, right, try a different app, try a different site, but only do one or two at the same time and put some new photos on there. Say something differently, but don't give up hope. You could have a date for Valentine's Day if you really wanted to.
Everybody has somebody that's out there waiting for them, and it's not some mythic thing where you're only going to find them somewhere in the next 25 years and all the stars have to be aligned. You got to put some work into it, right, Bella?
Exactly. There are many lids to your pot, guys. There's not just one, okay? And it's going to be a different lid than you expect, but it's going to fit your cute little pot perfectly. So, yeah, get out there and be happy, confident, and positive. And for God's sakes, people, take off your headphones when you're walking down the street, right? Who's going to talk to you if you've got headphones in?
Yeah, look like you're approachable.
Yeah, exactly. And be able to hear something if someone says hi to you.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is you should look like you're approachable so that we can approach you, so that we can hear when you say no to us. Bella, it's smartdatingacademy.com.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Belle.
Hey, I know an Olympian.
Do you?
I know him.
Do you really?
Come on. You don't know any Olympians.
Well, I mean, I kind of know an Olympian.
Sure you do.
Okay, well, maybe not.
I know an Olympian.
I kind of know an Olympian. So here's how this started. You know, we kick around ideas after each show, which basically means we're talking to other people who wander by the office. And then we planned the next day's show carefully. And one of the things that came up was Sandberg said that her dad used to take them to the ski jump situation and throw them down the ski jump. Sandberg, is that what happened?
Pretty much.
So, on skis?
What'd you land on?
Can we bring your dad in for this?
Yeah, I think Dick's on the line.
Hey, Dick, how you been?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
Nice to talk to you again. So you would throw the girls down the ski jump?
That's a bit of an embellishment.
So explain how this came about.
It came about because I had read for years that this Norgi ski jumping club was almost in our backyard, you know, 15 miles away in Cary, Illinois. And one weekend, it was late January every year, they just had it recently, I decided to, Debbie and I took the girls down there, and Katie actually knew one of the athletes. He was the dad of a fellow gymnast of hers. So,
okay.
So by extension, we know Mike Glasdier, Kevin Bickner, and Casey Larson, although none of them were even born at that time.
Because we've been to the place.
Because you've been to the place where they could actually perfect their craft.
Exactly. And the amazing thing is, you know, even though it was an international sort of competition, it really wasn't all that well attended. I don't think there was more than 1,000 people, maybe, milling around in the countryside in this rickety old ski jump, which I understand they've replaced since. And the training facilities and everything are apparently state-of-the-art. But when we were there, it was it was rustic at best, let's put it that way.
Well, Dick, I know how much you love your daughters, and wouldn't it be fun to do a reunion where you take them out there now and throw them down the ski jump one more time?
That would be outstanding. I'm not sure I could get either one of them to cooperate with that, though.
My sister, Katie, is obsessed with the Olympics, Olympic athletes, etc., and she is upset that she cannot remember going to this, knowing that there's Olympians from there now.
Well, how old was she?
At the time, let's see, about 10.
What do you mean she can't remember?
She can't remember. She remembers us being forced to go watch snowmobiles or something race on ice.
That was motorcycles.
Motorcycles, but she can't remember the ski jumping.
That's hilarious.
And it was a fun packed day. We went to the ski jump event, went and bought a sled, went to a very good sledding hill.
Oh, that's right.
Lake, and then out to dinner. And when we were telling Katie this a couple of weeks ago, she said, wow, it sounds like my kind of day. I can't believe I don't remember it.
You know, though, in her defense, parents sometimes will say, how can you not remember, blah, blah,
Wait,
blah.
Hold on. Now you're sucking up to her sister? It's not just sucking up to Sandberg?
I like Katie. I think she's super nice. I love her. I love the Sandberg
sisters. Nice. This is about Katie remembering an important day.
But, Steve, it's sometimes hard. I mean, you don't remember what you had for dinner last night, do you?
Here's the deal, Dick. I took Amy Cochran, my daughter, to Game 7 of the World Series in 1991, thinking, oh, my God, this is going to be so special. She's going to remember this forever. One of the greatest games in baseball history. 1-0 in 10 innings. Just her and Dad at the World Series. Well, she was 3.5. Of course she didn't remember it.
Right.
But Katie was 10.
Exactly.
I'm just as disappointed as you are, Dick.
Yeah, well, and I think Katie was so obsessed and driven about her gymnastics and her schoolwork that I don't think there was enough space in her head to remember.
That's nice.
Oh, poor Katie.
Hey, Steve, do you see we have Annette in McHenry? She kind of knows an Olympian as well.
Let's go there. Let's find out. Annette, how do you kind of know an Olympian?
My brother-in-law has a niece who is married to T.J. Oshie, the hockey star from the last...
Oh, Lauren Oshie. Sure. I follow her on Instagram. She's amazing.
Yeah, T.J. Oshie used to be with the Blues.
I do know Lauren, and I've met their daughter.
Oh, their daughters are so cute.
He's just not been able to be at the functions where the family is together because... He's a hockey player.
Sure.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good kind of known Olympian. Let's give her an app gift card for that.
Okay, we can do that. I would recommend anyone follow Lauren on Instagram. It's Lauren Oshie. She gives a lot of shopping tips. And these kids, she's the one that dressed her kids for Halloween as Donald Trump and Melania. And the little one was Donald Trump and has these cheeks. And it's fantastic. So
you know what's funny is that whole chunk you just talked about is one more thing that Dick and I don't understand.
I know.
All right. Listen, Dick, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I hate that your voice is deeper than mine, but I love you having you on.
Oh, I thought we were kind of at the same pitch. But
nah, I appreciate it. Nice try. That's Sandberg's dad, who Andre also is sucking up to. Right, Andre?
Bye, Dick. I love when you come on the show. Thank you. And I'll go snow throwing with you anytime.
Snow throwing.
I'll look forward to that.
Okay, we'll have to lunch soon.
Thank you, Andrea.
You're the best.
I'd love to golf
with you.
There you go.
Yes.
We got to do that. That's okay. We will do.
That we can do.
Yeah. All right. We need a break before headlines?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Quick break. We're back with the headlines in a moment on 720 WGN.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
You ever watch The Biggest Loser and you wondered, did they really keep the weight off? What happens? This crazy weight loss. Yeah, they learn how to exercise. Maybe they learn a little about nutrition, but that never works. Oh, yeah. Sometimes the stories are amazing. And Andrea, since you actually know our next guest, why don't you do the introduction?
I do. Well, Danny Allen, the winner of The Biggest Loser for season 14. I hope Danny remembers this. We rappelled outside of the Witt Hotel 3 years ago. I thought it was last year, Steve. It was September of 2014 when we climbed down the side of the Witt Hotel to raise money for charity.
I would think you'd remember rappelling down the side of a building. Right. Do you remember that?
Danny, you remember that, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it sounds like it was just yesterday because it was so traumatic. I mean, it was definitely fun and exciting, but whoa, rappelling down the Witt. Andrea, I don't know how we did it.
Remember, you were the one who said, come on, let's do this, let's do this. I got cold feet. My mom said to me at one point, is this like a stair climb? I said, well, yeah, it is, except it's on the outside of a building and there's no stairs.
Yeah, and so it's secretly, just like I had my GoPro on and my eyes closed because I'm like, you know what, I'll see this later.
Yeah, you did. I still have the picture here.
All right, well, let's go over some background here for folks that may not remember. Were you always someone that would accept a challenge prior to doing The Biggest Loser?
You know, yes and no. I think I was pretty adventurous at times, but sometimes, you know, being, you know, so heavy and overweight, it kept me down a little bit. Biggest Loser definitely made me pick more challenges and go for it.
So what actually got you to a point where you said enough is enough? Because there's people listening right now who share the struggle and, you know, they don't want to weigh anymore, weigh themselves anymore. They don't want to gain any more weight and they want to figure it out. What was the turning point for you?
Yeah, actually, the catalyst for me was my dad actually got quite sick and unfortunately was in the hospital. And through all that, a lot of it had attributed to his weight and myself. I was, you know, creeping up to 300 pounds at that point. And all that health scare kind of, I think, woke up our whole family a little bit. And that was my moment where I was like, I was 25 years old and my dad was 50 at the time. And, you know, we were in the ICU and it just kind of gave me a picture of fast forward in the future. So he's doing so well now. It was inspirational to me to keep going on that journey.
Yeah.
So this is how many years now since Biggest Loser?
March 18th will be exactly 5 years since the confetti drop. I can't believe it.
All right. And how much did you weigh at the end of the show?
I was at 137 at the end of the show.
That's fantastic.
And how much are you now?
I knew you were going to ask that. I'm about 175 now, but I feel pretty good there.
Well, that's just it. You got to get to the number you're comfortable with. The number, exactly. Everybody has a number that's right for them. Not the chart on the wall, the number that's right for you, and frankly, the number that you're most healthy at.
Exactly. And so, you know, we're working out 8 to 10 hours a day on the show. I mean, that's not realistic for anybody, let alone, you know, luckily we had some good doctors and therapists there to keep us going. And, you know, I think Jillian helped scaring half the weight off.
There you go.
No
kidding. But the key is to relearn your life in a way that you're going to change the negative lifestyle and make it positive. So tell us about your life now.
Absolutely. And I just remember, you know, fast forward, rewind 6 years ago when people would tell me it was a lifestyle change, eye rolls everywhere. But that's truly what it is. And if I can find a better word to make less eye rolls happen, but I did have to like slowly make more mental changes than I did, you know, the physical and the food. It's the easy part is, you know, choosing the right foods to eat and moving a little bit more. The hard part is getting the mindset. So like instantly from the show, I got really involved in a lot of race series. About 6 months after the show, I ran the Chicago Marathon, which was a lot of fun. And then I've continued to work with a great brand that I absolutely love, which is Planet Fitness. At this point, I've been to well over 200 Planet Fitnesses across North America. And I'm really excited now to be the marketing director here in Chicago for Planet Fitness, helping spread that brand and the judgment-free environment that they cater to. But we've had a lot of fun along the last 5 years, you know, opening a yoga studio, doing runs, century rides. We just keep it energetic. I've even taught some yoga retreats in Costa Rica. So can't complain there.
Andrea, jump in.
Danny wanted to ask you, well, you look great. You look great when I saw you.
Yes, you do.
You feel great. I want to know right now, for maintaining your weight, is it the perfect mixture of working out? Because Planet Fitness is awesome. Is it the perfect mixture of working out and eating right? Or do you do more of one than the other? Like, do you go just a week of working out like crazy, a week of kind of just, you know, fruits and vegetables, or is it a perfect mix?
You know, I think it's actually a really good mix. And I like to say you get the size you want to be from what's on your plate. You get the shape you want from the gym. So you can get to a weight that you're comfortable with just by eating the right foods and maintaining a nice diet. But if you want to get some of those sculpts and those shaping and, you know, contouring, you got to go to the gym to get that. So I think it's a nice, even balance. But at the end of the day, really the true kicker is that, like, that mental space and de-stressing. I can't spread more enough that we need to just take a few more deep breaths and get a couple more, minutes of sleep if we can.
And it's so true. The last 10 or the last 15 are always the hardest to lose, aren't they?
Oh, they're the worst. That's the stubborn ones, right?
Yeah.
It's like telling a teenage girl she can't go out on a Friday night. It's like, you know, it sneaks up on you and then sneaks out the window.
It's so true. That's a great analogy.
Well, it'd be great if the last 10 or 15 could sneak out the window.
That would be great. Yeah. Usually it's a bad habit, though.
All right. So it's great catching up with you. Give us the plug one more time for what you want folks to know.
Oh, I would love for everyone. My baby the last couple months has been our newest Planet Fitness in Chicago, located at 3636 North Broadway, right near in the heart of Wrigley, East Lakeview, and Boys Town on Addison and Broadway. On Monday, we're having our grand opening celebration from 4 to 8 with the ribbon cutting at 4. And then, if you want, sign up to work out with me at 5 and 6 o'clock, and we'll definitely show you how to get those sculpts and contours. So, and also giving away flat screen TVs, black card memberships, and some Beats headphones. So got to come by to win those prizes.
Well, I'm excited for you. You sound great, and you do. You look terrific. So congrats on all the success, and keep it up. You're a great inspiration for everybody.
Oh, thank you, guys. And Andrea, let me know when you're up for your next challenge. I'm happy to join with you.
I was just going to say, yeah, excellent. We'll see. I'll see you on solid ground, maybe at the workout next week.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
We're not climbing buildings anymore,
Steve. You two have changed so much.
I'm done with that. Yeah. No,
okay.
More.
One and done. Thanks.
Quick weather check one more time before Bill and Wendy.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN. Havana,
Nana. You'd rather be in Havana today, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Look at you.
Yes.
Paul Conrad, give us a minute or so on what's coming up for the rest of the day.
For me,
No, actually, not your plans. The weather I was thinking about.
I was going to say, I'm going to probably grab some lunch, maybe make a tuna sandwich, put a little bit of celery and onion in there.
I mean, that's important, but I think the audience may want to know what's going on with
us. I got you. Hey, so things have changed since we last spoke. I'm sure you've been updated, but I just want to refresh everybody's situation. So if you're in DeKalb and Kane County, this winter storm warning remains in effect until 2 o'clock for you guys. In DuPage County, Cook County, Kendall, Will, Lake, and Porter counties, the winter storm warning has now been pushed back until 6 o'clock. And the potential exists that in all these areas, we still get perhaps as much as 2 to 4 additional inches of snow. Wow. We'll see how this all plays out. But again, I wouldn't be surprised if parts of Chicagoland end up with 11, maybe 12 inches of snowfall, but somewhere between about 6 and 10 with a handful of locations a little bit higher than that. And then later on tonight, I think after midnight, there's a little push of energy that comes through. That one could lay down 1 to 2 inches of snowfall. Between midnight and probably 5 a.m., that pushes through. Tomorrow, quiet and dry, and then Saturday night late, I think after midnight until about 9, 10 o'clock Sunday morning, another snow system moves in. That one looks a little bit more robust and has the potential to lay down 1 to 3, maybe 4 inches of snowfall there. So we're going to get really knocked around here over the next 48 hours or so. It's been a little bit rough, and we've got more on the way. So I think the heaviest accumulating snow is likely behind us, but we still potentially pick up another 2 to 4 here during the daytime hours.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the updates all morning. Have a great weekend.
I love you.
Steve.
Steve. Welcome back. Yes, Bill.
Steve, can I say something to Paul really quickly?
Yeah, Paul. Say hi to
Paul.
Bill.
Hi. Hello. We are loving Man of the People. It's hysterical. Oh, you're doing a great job on that.
Yeah, listen, I have really been busting my butt on it. So I appreciate you guys tuning in.
Absolutely.
And don't forget, that Saturday night's at 10 o'clock.
TV will never
You're
be
great.
The same.
All right, thanks, guys. Love
right,
you.
See you later. Bill, that's Pat Tomasulo.
How's that?
How's that? How old are you?
How's that?
How's that?
Boy.
He's dapper.
Boy. Bill and Wendy take over next. Thanks, everybody, for trudging in, and I hope we updated you and kept you up to date and did other things to you this morning. I'll see you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend.